The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 18 March 2019, along with my friend in Florida, Steve Elkins.
Steve. Hey, you got that text of the gator I sent you, right?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it last night, and it was too late for me to call. Yeah, you live near a lake that a lot of little old ladies with their little ankle biter dogs just love to be out there along, you know, out among nature, and you know, walking the dog next to the lake, and these gators are laying in wait. And I can just, if gators could talk, I could just about hear their conversation. Hey, Ralph, here comes another stupid one. Oh, look at that. Look at that little morsel on the end of that string. Yeah. And these old women, they feel a tug on the leash. They're watching Fluffy or Fido heading for the lake in the jaws of a gator.
Yeah.
And if they're not dead, they soon will be, and the damn thing will drown it.
and they actually pull the person in, too.
Well, they're not smart enough to leave go.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're not smart enough to stay away from where gators lie. And then once the gators get their teeth into their little Fidos, they're not smart enough to leave go of the leash.
I know.
Wasn't there a woman just recently killed down there because she wouldn't let go of the dog, got drug in the lake, and she got killed, too?
Several of them.
Holy, yeah. I've done, you know, I mean, hopefully, are these liberals?
They're Democrats. Yeah, it's all right. They're Democrats. No, I shouldn't say that. That's not nice.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, if Hillary came down here and walked her pooch, I'd say walk it over there. That's okay. It's safe.
Oh, my. Mm. Oh, gosh. There is a clip that I want to play, and I cannot find a thing. I will find it this hour and play it. Now, folks, do you think this thing down in Christchurch, New Zealand, do you think it's real? Well, there's a little problem here. How many times has this happened? Let me see. The Boston Marathon, the Twin Tower thing in New York, September 11th. Oh, that's right. There was a military exercise going on right next door. The New Zealand Special Air Service, the NZSAS, other special forces teams and armed police exercises underway during what? The mosque attacks. Now, due to the conspiracy theories, make sure to get the information about this attack only from the government. Warning. Take your thinking caps off. Nothing to see here, just move along. From the New Zealand Herald, some of the world's most deadly sharpshooters were in Christchurch when New Zealand's worst ever terror attack unfolded on Friday, with the NZSAS taking to the streets to help hunt the rampaging mosque shooter, which, by the way, let me stop and digress here for a second. Guess what they discovered? But they haven't really been reporting on. There was three other people arrested along with that shooter, but, it was a lone gunman.
Mm-hmm. Always a lone gunman.
Yeah.
Always.
Always. So snipers from the New Zealand military, as well as professional snipers from Australia and Asian countries, have been at the Defense Force shooting range at West Melton, roughly 25 kilometers west of the city. When the massacre unfolded, they were sprung into action and understood to have been granted special powers to take up arms in order to protect the public. I don't know what the laws are down there. Here we got the police state. Everything's everything's geared and ready to go. The only thing they have to do is open up the door and they all pile out and go kill something. Now, the NZSAS soldiers were photographed with weapons and baklavas masking their face near the Al Noor Mosque by Hagley Park, where the gunman stormed Friday prayer and shot more dead than 40 people. I don't know how they... Does this country speak English? They don't write it like it's English. One photograph, which has appeared on social media, appears to show the NZSAS soldier with an Army sniper rifle or designated marksman weapon outside the Dean's Ab Mosque. Others responded to a call out at Papanui High School, which was feared to have been under attack as well. Heavily armed masked officers were seen traveling in civilian rental vehicles. By the way, you know why they're masked? So you can't identify them. Right. So you can't go ask questions. You can't make them accountable for the lies that are being spread. Steve, I don't know about you, but this looks like another false flag to me, because what was the president of New Zealand out there? What was she asking for? Oh, gun control. Okay. Immediately.
Yeah.
All right. New Zealand Police Special Tactics Group, the STG officers, were also there as well. The Defense Force and the police have been approached for comment, but they're not giving anything. The two police officers who finally apprehended the gunman on Brougham Street were also out-of-towners who joined the urgent scramble to find a fleeing gunman. They were on a training session at the Princess Margaret Hospital in Kashmir, using a disused floor of the hospital to practice room clearing and dealing with armed offenders. And here's the story out of the newspaper. After hearing there was an active shooter on the loose in the city, the officers, who are both based in smaller towns out of Christchurch, took to the streets to stop him. Scott in New Mexico, you say the mega churches offer nothing. Okay.
You know, John, I'm off topic. Maybe I should call back and listen to you and Steve, or you later.
Okay.
What's your topic?
Well, Steve, it's. Why do people keep going back to these mega churches that give them a song and a dance in an hour or so, and that's about it? Yet people feel inclined to give them money, and they preach out of Malachi. The tithe is what Jesus brings in to God's storehouse. It has nothing to do with money, and they go ahead and misuse Malachi as a pretense to extract more and more money. You remember, you guys, I think we're all about the same age or so, but there was a time when churches would help people and feed people and clothe people. And that, you know, this is old hat, but you guys might remember it. We were probably just children back in those days, but those days have ceased to exist. And how is it that humankind in our country can just, is it a trance? What spell are they under to just feed these people money? These clowns, they're clowns. They don't even have the straight truth of the gospel. They proliferate a premillennial dispensational futurist nonsensical gospel that isn't even biblical.
Well, John, you want to make a comment on it? Because I will.
No.
I will. Okay. I agree with you. The churches were different back in the day. They really were. You're right. They were clothing the people. They were more working with the people, helping the people, want to improve the standard of living for the people. And they aren't anymore because they're a corporation. That's why. You look at those big stadium ones, like what's that? Joel Olstein is the big one out in your way, isn't he, John?
Oh, yeah.
Joel Olstein? Yeah. Yeah, he's huge. He's mega. He is drawing in some huge bucks. The guy lives like a king. The best of homes, houses, everything you can think of, cars. This is a corporation. This is a corporation, and it's protected. It's protected by 501c3.
501c3, yeah.
Right, and it shouldn't be, but it is a corporation now. These people are really not giving – you know, it's kind of like the Clinton Foundation in a way. They put on these airs that they're trying to help people, that they have this big foundation, they're trying to help people, when all indeed all they're doing is generating a lot of revenue for themselves, and they're rich. They're living the high life. It's a scam. It's a huge scam.
Brothers, they could care less.
That's right.
About people and the That's common, right. You know.
Yep.
One more question. The 5G rollout, which is going to irradiate you. I don't know if you guys are privy to this, but 5G rotates on the same molecule as oxygen. You want to be deprived of oxygen? You can live so long without water, you know, but you can live less as long without air. And the current 2.4 gigahertz, that one rotates on the water molecule. So if people could look at the science of this and see how detrimental this is to the benefit of mankind, yeah, they've got to have these things downloaded in 2 seconds instead of 10 minutes, and that tells volumes. But, you know, I'm very frustrated because I happen to know more than most. You guys are aware of this stuff. I
am.
Trust
I am.
That.
I've actually got a show coming up on the 31st, and I'm going to have a specialist on here talking about 5G, 5 generation. And I had several before, Eric Windheim from EMF Solutions, and we talked about this health effects, what's going to happen here. And actually, I think, John, don't you still have that article on the website? On the website with the children all coming down with cancer, a certain kind of cancer.
Yes. I think it's still there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's there. So, no, tune into my show on the 31st. I'm looking there. I've got two guests on, and we're going to be talking about some of this high tech, this 5G stuff. So, tune into that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, one more thing. You know, people just.
No, not one more thing, Scott. Garbage. That's enough. Thank you for your call. Steve, you let this guy do this, he's going to string you out for a half hour.
Sorry.
He already called in off topic, and I thought, here it comes, and he did exactly what I expected him to do. Fred in Michigan, you're up next.
Hey there, Jim.
Hi.
Or should I say my fellow donkey goy Gentile...
Yeah, okay. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Yeah. You know, how many times have I told you, quit stringing out these nice little adjectives? I said it doesn't sound good and it doesn't play well on air, but yet you continue to do it. Okay, go ahead.
It's my DNA. I think it's 5G. You know, let's see. The presentation is called Big Brother 5G Tech Made in Israel, or as I say, Israel, for your security. Big Brother 5G Tech Made in Israel for your security. It's called Shaking My Head Production. Well, now, Steve, you're down in FLA. And El Presidente likes to hang out in his Taj Mahal estate, Mar-a-Lago, right?
Yeah.
Well, golly gee whizzies, cheese whizzies, wouldn't you know that 5G is outlawed in that county, just like it is in Israel outlawed? So I'm thinking, guys, based on Martin L. Paul, P-A-L-L, or Pell, he's a Ph.D. in cell bio, genetics, physics. He has a couple presentations, one of which is to the NIH recently, and he adamantly declares that it's insanity. It's a kill tech. It's a weaponized military. It's called millimeter wavelength. And millimeter wavelength directly interfaces with the mitochondria, which
the
is
powerhouse of the cell. Right, right.
The energy factory. I had cell bio as a pre-med, and I remember it's the energy factory.
Yep.
Dr. Eugene said, mm-hmm. This is where the action is at. Okay, so it interferes, it deregulates that. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, there can be no functional, at least, what shall we say, constructively functional, beneficial communication, because when mitochondria cannot produce sufficient ATP, adenosine ATP, that's the ultimate fuel source, then the DNA cannot repair itself. So Dr. Martin Pell, and he's joined by a couple guys from the UK, Dr. Graham Downing, Dr. Graham Downing. This is a guy from King's College where Watson and Crick made their discovery about the DNA double helix. King's College, UK, Graham Downing. And then there's a guy by the name of Mark Steele. He is a UK defense industry electronics engineer, and they each do their own presentations about 5G being the ultimate, not only kill technology, but mind control. And it's absolutely, if you read the byline in that presentation called Big Brother 5G Technology Made in Israel for Your Security, they interview one of the Israel gurus, 5G gurus over there in Israel, one of the scientists. He says, this technology is going to govern everything in the 21st century, including self-autonomous vehicles, guys. So how cool will that be? You won't need to drive yourself anywhere. You won't need a license. You'll just dial in to the 5G autonomy system, and they'll come and take you wherever you want to go and wherever you don't want to go, right? So what we got to do is launch an all-out assault, which I'm going to start tomorrow, and it's not going to stop until 5G is totally. The guy that, what's the guy's name? Wheeler, Tom Wheeler. Mm-hmm. He's the head guru of the FCC, formerly in the telecommunications industry. And he is one of those God's chosen swine scum operatives. But he says, there's no need for safety standards, health standards, yada, yada. It's too important. We're going to roll it out whether you all like it or want it or not. Now, how's that? For in-your-face, open conspiracy.
Let me say something here. You brought some interesting stuff up, the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell. There was on 60 Minutes last night, I got an email from a listener, and I went and watched it. John, if you ever get a chance to look this up, it's pretty. Do you remember the whole case where people from the United States, diplomats, were over in Cuba and China, and they had headaches and nausea and vomiting? It was about that. Scott Pelley was interviewing one of these guys that was over there. It was interesting because all the side effects he was talking about all represent radio frequency attack. It's interesting, RF attack. And this is interesting stuff. To me, it is, neurologically, what this stuff is going to do. 5G is going to be very dangerous. And I'm not sure how long it's going to be around before they go to the next generation, to be honest with you there, Fred. I think 5G will be around, and I think they'll step it up, and it'll be up 6, or they'll even go jump right to 7. But I do see there are health effects, because you can't have this kind of exposure and nothing happen. We put pacemakers in patients, and what do we tell patients? Don't go near magnets. Don't go near waves, mm-hmm. radio waves at all, because microwaves. Don't go near magnets. Why? Because it upsets the balance of the body. It upsets the electrical conduction in the heart. So yeah, you're going to throw all these waves out there and just bounce them off of everything, and we're going to think nothing's going to happen.
We're now the boiling, or the frog in the boiling pot, only it's not water, it's the air. We're slowly being cooked.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for your call, Fred. We got a break. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they tried per... they're not mentioning this guy's name, this Christchurch shooter. You got to look real hard to find this guy's name. His name is Brenton Tarrant. Now, at first, media's went crazy. Oh, he's a Donald Trump supporter. Well, hardly. He's a far-left eco-fascist who prays communist China. Now, as usual, the lying mainstream media is busy plastering up fake headlines all over the place about the latest mass shooting incident that took place in New Zealand, describing the alleged shooter as a Trump-supporting white supremacist who hates Muslims for being brown. But the guy's own 1,500-page manifesto, which big tech is actively trying to scrub from the web, takes away the narrative, folks. They can't lie to you. This tells a much different story. Far from being a rally-attending apologist for President Donald Trump, like the fake media is now claiming, the 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, the man whom Australian media outlets have named as the shooter, is a self-described eco-fascist by nature, meaning he's leftist that's more aligned with Democrats than Republicans. Now, Tarrant clearly wrote in his rambling manifesto in response to a question he apparently posed to himself that he certainly does not support Donald Trump. As a policymaker and a leader, dear God, no. Where Tarrant's exact words unequivocally indicating the contrary to the fake news claims, he likely wouldn't be caught dead wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Now, Tarrant's diary goes on to reveal that he's anything but a conservative, is actually more aligned with radical domestic terrorist groups like Antifa. In response to another question he posed to himself about where he aligns both politically and socially, Tarrant had this to say in no uncertain terms. The nation with the closest political and social values to my own is the People's Republic of China. Well, then why don't you go over there and try to shoot somebody? They'd walk you out behind the jail and put a bullet in your head. In other words, Tarrant is a full-fledged communist, just like the Democrat darling and failed 26th president candidate Bernie Sanders, who actually grew up in communist China. And he had nothing but positive things to say about the country ever since. Now, as Sanders once admitted in infamy, he's even proud of communist China breadlines, which he described to the media as being pretty good. Now, as to why Tarrant decided to carry out this particular attack, his manifesto reveals that one of his primary aims, now folks, this is the guy's own words, you understand why they're trying to scrub this from the web, listen to this. One of his primary aims was to create conflict between opposing ideologies in the United States as it concerns legal gun ownership. His apparent hope was that this ongoing battle over the Second Amendment would result in another civil war, which he believes will eventually balkanize the U.S. along political, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines. Tarrant also bizarrely credited conservative pundit Candace Owens for being the person that radicalized him and influenced me above all, further describing Owens as someone whose insights and views help push me further and further into the belief of violence over meekness. Now, keep in mind that Candace Owens is a black woman, which suggested that Tarrant isn't doing a very good job at being the white supremacist that the fake news media is claiming he is. Further, he described himself as transitioning from communism to anarchism to libertarianism to eco-fascist, which further suggests he's not quite stable in the noggin. But almost none of this is being reported in the mainstream media, as fake headline after fake headline pushes the narrative that Tarrant is no different than your average Trump supporter. Even worse are the escalating leftist dog whistles against white people, conservatism, patriotism, and gun rights, as if some deranged New Zealander has anything to do with these things here in the United States. Had this incident been inverted with a deranged Muslim storming into a Christian church and murdering several dozen innocent people, you can be sure that the mainstream media would be working overtime to conceal the shooter's ethnic and religious identity. And anyone who actually told the truth in this hypothetical scenario would have been immediately labeled as an Islamophobe. But because the shooter in this case has lighter skin and doesn't claim that Allah is God, fake news outlets are already having a heyday branding him with all sorts of anti-white, anti-Trump stereotypes and an attempt to foment more leftist rage against Caucasians while simultaneously fueling anti-Second Amendment sentiments. It's like clockwork, wrote one commentator at the Gateway Pundit about the fake news media, tired and obvious tactic of exploiting tragedies like this to promote their anti-American agendas. The left immediately exploits tragedy and horror as a tool to bludgeon their opposition and critics and promote their agenda. The dead and dying have not even been moved from the scene before they start in with their hateful ideological harangue. They don't mourn the victims, they cheer the political potential of their demise. And that isn't just sick, folks, it's evil. By the way, we do have the Tarrant Manifesto available. If you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, look at the story we posted. Conservative Hardly, New Zealand mass shooter is a far-left eco-fascist who prays communist China. Folks, we've been busting these people right and left. You notice something, Steve? I'm not sued over the stuff I say on air. How's come other people are getting sued?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, John and Steve. You know, I just heard, what do you think of this? I think this New Zealand shooting is a big hoax. I just heard that John Podesta was in New Zealand and left a day or two prior to this shooting. Have you heard about that?
No, I did not.
Yep. I don't know what to make of it. You know, John, you might want to have Jim Fetzer on your show. He was on Robert's show, Incendiary Radio,
yeah,
last night, and he's got a lot to say about this New Zealand shooting. Things just don't add up.
Well, one of the worst damning things I saw, supposedly there was a first-person shooting video that the shooter himself was filming. He had a camera on his helmet. And he's firing off rounds, and what's happening to the ejected shells? They're disappearing in mid-frame, mid-picture. They're not hitting the ground.
Wow. That is, see, things don't add up. Jim Fetzer has a lot to say about this, and this might be the last hurrah for people. This is why I believe now it's illegal to possess a video of that shooting. Can you imagine? They're handing out 10-year prison sentences to people who are in possession of a video of that shooting.
Now, why do you suppose they would do that?
Well, we know why.
Exactly.
We know why. But that John Podesta angle, that's also something to check into. Why was he down there, and what does he have to do with this? It's something to think about.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, gentlemen, good night now, and God bless.
Thank you, Chance. I appreciate your call. By the way,
you know, I'm glad he mentioned that, because I got a link from Keith Rogers, and he was right. Robert Revolt and Scott Bennett, I think Jim Fetzer, had a show on Sunday talking about the New Zealand shooting and how it looks like a false flag. So I was told to tune into that two-hour show. I'm going to have to go back to the archives, but I would definitely check it out.
By the way, I want to get around to this story. You know, talking about Christchurch and the media in this country just having a field day of signing whatever agenda they want to it. In North Carolina, an illegal alien decapitates a North Carolina man and drives off with his body. He only got 14 months in prison, and the victim is standing there holding a photo during his sentencing. The reason why the illegal alien, Neri Damian Cruz Camano, the reason why he drove off with the guy's body, the decapitated body of the guy that he killed, is because it was stuck in his van and he couldn't get it out, so he drove off with it. If you want to read the story,
He got 14 months?
14 months.
God, I'd love to know what the judge was thinking on that. He needs to be. They need to put a little noose around his neck. That's crazy.
It's more than nuts.
That's crazy.
Well,
14 months for killing a man.
And the dad is dead, and his son is only 2 years old. So here's the family at the sentencing phase of the trial, and they're holding up a picture of the decapitated father, and he gets 14 months.
And you wonder why people take the law in their own hands, the vigilantes. You wonder why.
Well.
You wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah. John in Missouri, you're up next. Hello, John.
Hi. I wanted to go back to your talking about the debt. If this money that we have is not real, I mean, can I assume that's your thoughts on Federal Reserve notes?
Okay, John, you've been listening to this for a while. If you're trying to qualify our position on it, it's not real money, yes.
But the debt is real?
Well,
ultimately,
Okay, John, is this a trick question? Do I have to come up with calculated answer?
What? No, I don't have an answer. I'm asking a question. If the debt's real, ultimately, aren't the people that produce these pieces of paper the one that's going to be hung with the debt if nobody pays them back?
They're not really, I mean, pay them back. They're not interested in payback. They're interested in their debt owed by you or by whomever. They're only interested in you servicing that debt. They're only interested in you paying the interest, just like the 480 million credit cards in this country. They don't want all these credit cards paid off. They want those balances out there. That's how they make their money.
I understand that part.
Yeah.
But aren't they, if nobody paid them back, if all the mortgages failed, if all the credit cards failed, if the student loans, automobile loans, if they went bad, aren't these people who own the Federal Reserve, and that's basically what the whole world's built on. There's only a couple countries that have real money, correct? Aren't they ultimately the ones that lose? I'm not trying to trick question.
John, but this is the dumbest call you've ever made in here.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Maybe you're having an off day, and maybe I should be a little bit more kind to our callers.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to sound foolish. It just seems that if it's nothing but paper, if it's Monopoly money,
okay. But this is
the guy holding the bag.
This is the adopted system. Everybody works this. okay? Everybody is scared that the banks aren't going to look upon them favorably and they won't give them the credit that they need to survive. They have already made their money mucho times over, my friend. Mucho times. Okay?
I got that.
Okay. So they've walked away with trillions of dollars. So who gives a damn if we owe them trillions of dollars? They've already walked with trillions of dollars. You know, I mean, what look, if what was on the balance sheets right now was not paid back, the banks wouldn't really lose anything. But that would be enough to start an economic crisis, throw everybody, bank foreclosures, the whole deal. You've heard the scenario how many times, John? This is what they're all definitely. This was the big deal. December what? What was the date? 1999, December 30th at 11:59 p.m. They had to wait till that next second clicked off to see if the entire world was going to shut down. It didn't. What they were trying to avoid, this is why the banks threw all the money. In the year 1999, they had every system and every bank revamped. They pulled out the hardware, the software. They pulled out the computers. Hell, they put new racks in. They got everything up to snuff so there would not be any bank failures, because the thing that they were scared to death of was a run on the banks. They were there to quiet the fears of everybody. In the meantime, everybody's going, oh, I should buy some storable food. And, you know, my telephone or internet may not be working tomorrow. And there were a lot of people that cashed in on this. A lot of people made a whole lot of money out of a lot of people's fears. And it didn't come to pass. That's because the number one weak link in their system had already been repaired. The government just couldn't get the people out there that don't believe anything that the government ever says. Gee, I wonder why. You know, they couldn't calm them down. They're going, yeah, you people are full of malarkey, so we're not listening to you. But no, these bankers have already made their money. They have got a lock on everything. Try defaulting. Try not making the payment, and they'll come and get your stuff. They want you scared. They want you paying the principal, servicing that debt without ever actually retiring that debt.
Right.
All right, John.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Hang in there. True. Please call back. I'll try to be nicer the next time. Click. Ah, God. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Hey, gentlemen. A few quick notes. First of all, this so-called Tarrant fellow.
Yes.
That's a fake name. I know something about the name Tarrant. I grew up in Tarrant County. You know, the county seat is Fort Worth. Edward Tarrant, this who that county was named for. You can look it up. T-A-R-R-A-N-T. And then in reading through the manifesto of this guy, Tarrant, you know, he describes himself as an eco-fascist, you know, a libertarian and an anarchist and a communist and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously scripted, too. You know, there had to have been two or three people working on that damn thing, because the truth of the matter is what he's describing is communitarianism to a T. And to prove that point, if you I put a link in a chat room, nationalintelreport.chattango.com. And it shows a post with no title that was posted by Henry Macko at his eponymous blog, Henry Macko, M-A-K-O-W.
That's Macow, and he used to be a host on this network, Lark.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
And I've corresponded with the guy, too. But let me explain. He buried the communitarian story in December of 2006. He buried it. Jeff Rentz buried it in 2008.
Now, when you say, you read through, okay, Lark, when you say bury it, what do you mean bury it? How?
They present information about it, they don't comment on it, and then they don't talk about it anymore.
Okay. Well, you know, this is what the mainstream media does as well from time to time. They'll put up a story, tell you a little story, last maybe 29 seconds, and never to be mentioned again. But hey,
yeah,
if you accuse them of not covering it, they go, oh, no, we covered it on this date. No, we ran that story.
No, you're right. And the reason you never hear this word spoken aloud or even read it in print, even though the word is available. You just have to go know where to go. But you're not going to get it from the Talmud Vision. You're not going to see it in your local newspapers. That's why people don't think it exists.
Yeah.
And that's why people don't think hospitals are dangerous places, because, I mean, hospitals are filled with Wi-Fi.
But, that's true,
And then looking at responding to your previous caller about the money, you know, for whatever it's worth, a couple of articles that people can look at. You can look at something at the EC Regal blog. Regal is R-I-E-G-E-L. So it's EC Regal. .com, I believe. But the title of the article is entitled Number 76, Quotes Which Prove Nothing. And they'll understand how slavery was actually replaced with debt. And that's what we are, is we are in debt slavery in this country today.
Yep.
And this is why these same people have banded together through their fictitious corporate entities, and they've basically amassed all the power and control onto themselves. So they control the Congress. They control telecommunications industry.
Lark, I wished you were there the day that I had the conversation with the black man and me telling them that, you know, the slavery deal, I said, you don't get it. I said, you're still a slave. Well, it was a Civil Rights Act, and I said, come on, man. I told him the story about the bankers. And I said, you know, I said, when black people finally figured this out, that they've been double-tapped, it just wasn't one between the eyes. No. Like a hitman, a Willy Wonka wet man comes out to make sure the job's done, you know, two to the body, one to the head. Well, you know, double-tap you twice in the head. I told him, I said, wait till the black people find out that they're still slaves. They're really going to be pissed off. I said, the white people are just finding out about it, but you should be more sensitive to the slavery issue, and you don't even realize how you're being enslaved. Well,
And by the way, according to Deanna Spingola, and I partly concur, the first successful communist revolution in world history was the American Civil War.
Yep. Got that right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lark. I appreciate your call. By the way, how'd last Friday work out? And did Mark Anderson stick around for the whole 2 hours? Oh, Lark filled up. Well, thank you, Lark. I appreciate you filling in for me.
Yep.
Yeah, I was having...
We had fun.
Okay, good deal. All right. Thanks a lot, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye. Refresh my caller screen, my friend. It's not working. Ken in New York. Go ahead, Ken in New York.
Yes, I heard the show last night with Raybould and Fetzer, and he talked about shooting the shotgun off and the window not breaking in the car. Pretty interesting stuff.
Mike, is that the video you're watching right there? Is that the Christchurch shooter?
Oh, you know about it, yeah.
Okay, we've got it embedded on our website, so it doesn't disappear.
Good, because, you know, when you see things like this, whenever something, you have to capture it. Well, anyway, that's all I had to say. Good night.
All right. Okay, I wish you would have told me more about it, because I'm looking at this through a double-pane piece of glass. I've got no audio. I got nothing. But I am actually...
My battery's about to die on my phone.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay, sorry. Ken, thanks. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Tell the caller I need my producer back. Hello? He wants to go on the air. Rough and Ready, California. Hold on a second, Rough and Ready, California. Whatever. What am I looking at here, Mike?
This is the supposed live-streamed video of him going through the mosque in Christchurch, and then he's zooming down the street. And we got it from our guy Dave, who helped us set up our new audio stuff.
Yep.
He had it.
Yep.
Thank you,
yep.
Dave.
And so, yeah, it's now hosted on our server, so it'll be there.
So he's going a zillion miles an hour. Did he Did there was something Ken was saying about shooting through the windshield?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Yeah, he shoots like four times with a shotgun through the windshield and nothing happens, and then he blows out the passenger window. So
this is what I'm saying.
This is some jankety stuff.
The other one that I saw, he was standing on a sidewalk. All you saw was the rifle extended. The shells, it's in there. It's in that video. Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. People, you need to watch it. Where do you have that posted? Top story on the news feed. Folks, go watch it before they figure it out and scrub it in bed. And you will see exactly what we're talking about. This is fiction. Mm-hmm. This is not real.
Yeah, I saw that.
Gregory in Rough and Ready, California. I don't know what rough and ready means, but go ahead.
Hello, John and Steve. By golly, it's good to hear talk to you. Okay. It's a little town just up from Pin Valley, and then you got Smartsville and Timbuktu. This
okay.
is in,
thank you for the Louisville. Tourist information. Gregory, what's on your mind?
Well, just I've called you all once, maybe twice, mm-hmm. about your use of the term money and the etymology of the word and what a dollar really is. I've always tried to ascribe to have us tell the truth about these things. And we don't have money anymore, and that's one of my pet peeves, just like some people on this network have pet peeves about democracy and republic and constitutional republic and the differences thereof.
And who on this network would have a problem with that?
Well, it's just that people on this network aren't as sensitive or as,
Do you know Scott by any chance?
Pardon me?
Do you know Scott from Arizona by any chance? New Mexico.
I listen to all you creatures. I mean, all you lovely people. And I love you all. I tell you what, everybody on this network.
Sounds like you really like the network by this. You're kind of alluding to, well, some of these people on your network. Gregory,
All I'm saying is the use of the words, the terminology of the words. Money has a.
All right, hold on before you get on a roll here. What would you prefer that I use?
Rothschild slave tokens would be the most apropos terminology of what we're actually dealing with now.
I don't know whether to go blind, wind my wristwatch, get drunk, or just give up the business of radio. Gregory, we're almost out of time here. Do you have another point you'd like to make before I leave you go?
You know what a dollar is, Jonathan? For crying out loud, it's a unit of measurement. It's not
okay. Thank you, Gregory, for something I didn't know. That was a really extremely important call that you made. Am I becoming, Steve, less sensitive to people? Am I being too brusque with them on air?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no. Thank you.
I think we've discussed the funny money system. How many times have we discussed the funny money system?
When I was a kid, I was told not stick my finger in my nose and eat my boogers. Would I be eating my boogers right now if my mother called them raspberries? I don't know. Come on, man. Jeez. Go ahead, son. Sit in the corner and go eat your raspberries. Jeez. She used to tell me, ma va cagé. You know what that means in Italian?
No, what?
That means go crap in the corner, Johnny. That's okay. When she really get upset with me. Okay. Now, my mother, she was a unique individual.
So he wants us to call money now Rothschild what? Tokens?
I don't know. Something. Okay. Right. Now, everybody listens to this network is under no delusion here as to what real money is. Hence, we call Jeff Bennett and ask him what money is. Oh, yeah, go ahead and call Jeff Bennett. Oh, oh. Boy, you'll get an earful. We know what gold and silver is. That's real money.
Yes, it is. And
rather than calling it Rothschild coinage monopoly money, whatever. But see, here's the deal. When you talk to people about finances, immediately what they think about is money. What their thought is about money. These are the uninitiated. And believe it or not, California, there are still some people showing up here at this network that have never heard the stuff before. You know, should we end this show on a positive note, Steve?
Well, let's try.
Oh, please. Please.
Let's try.
You know, that people, you know, I've noticed something. I don't get these callers until you come on the air with me.
Hey, I get my share sometimes.
Oh, no. Singularly, me by myself, I don't get these calls.
I get those calls.
A federal appeals court, folks, has put a roadblock in front of the government's attempt to appeal a district judge's decision to throw out the case against Nevada rancher Clive and Bundy on the grounds of prosecutorial misconduct. Bundy and the other family members were charged after the armed standoff at the ranch over grazing fees the government claimed they had not paid. The government confiscated some of the family's cattle. Supporters from across the country gathered, and a standoff ensued. The feds eventually backed down. But when the government put Bundy and others on trial for their actions, guess what happened? The case collapsed. The Bundy's lawyers, Larry Klayman, has written about the DOG's action in his WorldNet Daily columns, as well as Clive and Bundy's Legal Defense Fund site. So if I'm looking at this correctly, I'm not quite sure how to read this. Does this mean that the Ninth Circuit Court actually put up a roadblock on the government coming after Clive and Bundy again? We'll have to watch this. Yep. They'd be nuts to try it again, because this time it would have to be a straight trial, and it would end a lot sooner.
Yep.
And when the jury... when the jury would go to deliberate to give their findings, guilty, not guilty, it would be in record time.
Yeah.
Everybody's found out about this. I mean, it's just total garbage.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound better when you French it up a little bit? Garbage.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
No, they'd be stupid to go down that road. They should just walk away from this one. But
well, and, you know, let's get into the issue of the government controlling and saying that they own over 20% of the property in this country. Millions and millions and millions of acres that were supposed to be ceded back to the states when they became states and were no longer territories. That's the way that game was supposed to be played.
That's right.
Wow. All right, folks, to those that I pissed off today, for those that came to listen and participate and be nice people, I thank you so much. Steve, thank you so much. I understand you're back to work. You're taking days off to do this program. And I greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome.
There's a lot to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. Don't test my patience with the BS calls, though.
Okay. You're off topic. Okay.
Thanks, Steve. All righty. Thanks, folks. Seriously, thanks for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report with Johnny B. Good. I tried. Sometimes it just gets to me. We'll see you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.